Proclamation number 8539 of 24th of June, 1963. Fight against error. It is not possible to act harshly enough against error and therefore also against those who spread error, for they spread poison which causes great damage in people's cells. You must always be aware of the fact that error cannot be harmless because it is the adversary's weapon with which he attacks the truth, against me. And that he only ever wants to pull you humans into ruin. That is why you are to brand error wherever it is possible. You are to enlighten your fellow men who stand in the favor to possess pure truth and also to recognize error as such. For it is not just a question of one teaching, which is formed through error, but this formation constantly draws new errors after it, until man can no longer free himself, if he is entangled in error. There would never be this great darkness on earth when it would always only be about individual questions, which are answered incorrectly by the Prince of Darkness through the influx of wrong thoughts. But he has succeeded in bringing about a whole tissue of lies. But in the times of the end, truth is hardly accepted. Men feel well in spiritual darkness, and they make no effort to come into possession of truth. And that is their downfall. For thus they also do not find me myself, who am only known through truth. And my adversary finds many vessels into which he can inject his poison, which willingly receive what he utters and do not recognize in whose power they are. And since the earthly world is his territory, I can only ever counteract where people have already completed their detachment from him. Where unconditional devotion to me has already taken place, and I myself can now also take possession of a human heart which is willing to accept and spread pure truth. But such a man is protected against the influx of wrong spiritual good, because he consciously wants to serve me and is also secures my protection for him, because it also guarantees the supply of pure truth, which alone is wholesome for you men. Again and again I will therefore uncover error so that you will not suffer damage to the soul. Again and again I will reveal truth to you so clearly and distinctly that it becomes bright in you and that you now also defend yourselves against error, because you recognize it as spawn of my opponent, who wants to block the way to me for you. But if you want to successfully proceed against error, then you must also possess truth yourselves. And since truth starts from me myself, it will also earn you power at the same time, so that you can convincingly stand up for it. But who possesses truth, it will also give him pleasure to represent it to fellow men, because he is aware of a great divine gift of favor that he again slowly comes to knowledge, which he once possessed, but voluntarily gave away. The knowledge, which he now possesses, makes him happy and also lets love flare up in him more and more, because through truth he learns to recognize me, his God and Creator, and soon also to love, because he is able to recognize me in my perfection, as soon as he calls truthful knowledge his own. And now he lifts his earth life consciously, because he knows about all connections, about himself and creation, between the Creator and his creature, and because he now also knows about the aim, which is set for him for his earth life. Truth makes happy and makes free, while error holds him captive like a chain and encloses him in thick darkness. But who stands in truthful thinking, who recognizes truth when it is offered to him, and who detests error when he has recognized it as such? only ever the person who lives a life of love on earth. For this person approaches the eternal love through love, thus also the eternal truth, because love unites the human being with me. That is why a man active in love never needs to fear error. He never needs to fear to move in wrong thinking because love ignites in him the bright light, which shines through everything and clarifies the thinking of man. To a love-willing and love-active man, the opponent will be able to offer no error, because he is recognized as a messenger of darkness, which also cannot hide in the bright light of the Spirit. And it can be assumed with certainty that a man who lives in unselfish love will fall prey to no error, because my opponent tries himself in vain on him. He will be seen through and rejected, and with him also everything what pushes itself as impure power into the nearness of man. When only his soul belongs to me, he will also not be able to be misled, because again and again he will get on the way, which leads upwards to the height, to me into my kingdom. But only few will go this way. They will carry off the victory, which can no longer be wrested from them. To still increase this number is to be your greatest effort and your eagerness, because truly, every soul is infinitely valuable to me, and I want to preserve it from a renewed course through the creations of the new earth. Amen.